This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Tonight's guests. She's so bubbly, she gets champagne a hangover. Outnumbered co-host and host of Crimes That Changed America on Fox Nation, Emily Campagno. He cracks up more people than an unsafe roller coaster. Writer, comedian, and host of Michael Loftus Live on Fox Nation, Michael Loftus. When things get dicey, she gets spicy, and she once had licey.
No, host of
Cat on Fox Nation,
Cat Tim.
And Earth makes him claustrophobic. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
Bed bugs, yes. Scabies, yes. Lice, no.
Sorry. They're all the same to me. But, you know, before this starts, I'd like to basically call all of you Nazis and just get that over with. And then after the show, we will be burning Dr. Seuss books in Bryant Park. You okay with that, Tyrus?
Yeah, don't try to confuse me, Greg. I'm researching you.
Yes.
Since old white men like hidden racist comments in our children's book, I went out and I purchased Seuss-isms.
Uh-huh.
So what's missing from that ism, Greg?
I don't...
What is it, Greg? Say it. I know you know what it is, Greg.
Racism?
Thank you. There's but no reason to missing? Say it because this entire book is loaded with little tricks of the trade for me to watch these crazy white men get away with their stuff. Multitasking. I can hold up a cup and milk the cake. Brothers don't have jobs. They always make mistakes. This is ridiculous. This has always been there. I'm watching all of it. All of it.
Any more?
You know there's more. Think outside the box. Mm. And that is the letter I use to spell zats. What's a zat, Greg?
I don't know.
Out of work brother, apparently, because you can't do anything else. So this is ridiculous. Isms.
Isms. Michael, what do you make of this latest cancellation of a legendary children's book author?
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. This is the worst thing ever. If they can come for something like Seuss, nothing is safe.
I'm sure there's a lot of very interesting things in the Bible. If you ever read it.
Oh, it's next. There's scenes of horrible violence when that David fellow just murders that poor Goliath.
Thank you.
Yes.
I've been saying that. Yeah. Goliath got a bum rap. Just for being tall, he got singled out and murdered.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
They cheered this guy on.
Yes, yes.
I know you love that story.
Well, I did. That's I mapped my life after that story.
That and Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes.
Who do you love the most?
And Emily?
I just want the Dr. Seuss thing to end because everybody's doing their own rhymes on Facebook.
Yes.
We get it. We all know you. Red fish, two fish, one fish, censor fish. We got it.
That's pretty good, though. I should have used that one. All right, Emily. Nice pink today.
The prince thought was brilliant. That's the smartest he's ever been. He was fantastic.
Yes.
I think when they change his battery later on, they should definitely add in that voice to him. And his string to Nancy Pelosi, I think that should have been his campaign slogan. Like, what do you think, Nance? That literally sums up the Biden presidency 100%. And to John Brennan's point about hating being a white male, the good news is he can identify as whatever he wants.
That's true.
He's not stuck in that box.
I felt also bad, Kat, for the signage person. Because she was waiting for Biden, and she had no idea where it was going to go. What do you do when you're signing for Joe?
Yeah, you have to drink some coffee, stay on your feet. It was so funny the way they just cut the feed. That answered the question. I'll take questions if you want, Nance. And it's just not even, oh, no, okay, just boo. Because even him saying no could have gone another way.
Right, yes.
It wouldn't have just been a simple no.
Yeah.
Could have gone on and on. And I guess it's so funny, you know, that nobody can make fun of that except us. You know, there's a lot of material there.
No, you're absolutely right. None of this stuff shows up anywhere else.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Very, very good point there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we're going to have a nightly show, Kat. Did you know that?
Yeah. But I'm getting fired. Blah, blah, blah. You're taking me out.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. I don't need to sleep at night.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox & Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
When they decided to break up, he told her to pay up. A woman named Alex, with 2 X's, always a good sign, shared a screenshot of text messages from a guy she'd gone on 3 dates with but didn't plan to see again, asking her to pay him back some of the money he'd spent on her. Quote, I believe it was 3 separate times we went out, bar, restaurants, where I paid for us both each time. I'd say $35 is more than fair for your food and drinks that I got you during those dates. I view you as a fair girl. I hope you'll consider reimbursing me. Thanks. He then shared a link to his Venmo account so she could send him the money. The post went viral, as the kids say, but a few said he kind of had a point. Alex made it clear that she would not be paying him anything in a follow-up tweet. The weirdest aspect of this story, they're both brother and sister. No, I just put that in there. I don't know why. All right. Kat, should the guy, I think the guy was right, and he should have charged interest since she had none for him.
Oh, that's great. You had to get that. That's not why we did the segment, so you can say that. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what I thought. Well, no, I think the guy's wrong, but I'm also no fan of her because I feel as though she's kind of bragging. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he paid for all my dates, you know? Like, my dating experience wasn't like that, and I spent more than $35 on some of these guys, and that's not, like, that's, like, before the therapy that I had to go to after. So I don't like anyone in this situation.
You don't? You hate everybody? You know, Emily.
Not everybody, but Alex and this dude, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Emily, as a woman, you know, you were told often, or at least I was told growing up, that you got to kiss a lot of frogs to find a Prince Charming or get salmonella.
So as the saying goes.
Yes.
I found it. This whole thing was ridiculous to me, but this is the kind of kids that are being raised right now. Mm-hmm. Like, all coming in 3 dates later. I think it's going to be $35. And yeah, thanks, exclamation mark. Like, I hated this start to finish. First of all, you either outline your expectations in the beginning. If he was going in this like that, like a transaction, be like, hey, let's both split it or whatever. And then that way it's no skin off anyone's back if they leave. And secondly, what just happened to, like, connection? What happened to me inviting you out, Kat, and being like, I know I got this because you're my guest.
I'm available for that whenever, by the way.
Exactly.
I'm not doing anything after this.
She eats a lot, though.
I do.
Oh, it's disgusting. She's, like, got a hole in her foot. Hey, yeah. Tyrus.
Hey, Greg.
Where do you stand on this?
I stand back on this. First of all, where the hell are you going that she only owes you $35 on 3 dates?
Yes.
That's my first thing. But more importantly, we're all missing the point here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This has nothing to do with money at all. This happens to do with, this is a comment, and I'm surprised, fellas, you don't know this.
I'm old.
You kind of throw a little controversy because you want to talk to her again.
Oh.
So, hey, after our few dates, looks like we're going to date again. Do you mind paying me back? And then she's like, why? They weren't that bad. Why would I pay you back? Oh, I don't know. And then she's like, well, maybe we can go out again sometime. Yeah, you know what? Let's try it again. Let's figure it out. That's what he's going for.
Oh,
no, Greg. It never works.
She hates him now.
But
I see your point now.
But that's what he was trying to do. And then here's where he gets a lucky break. And this is $35 well spent. Because the fact that you would say that to someone and her first move was to put your personal conversation out on Twitter for no other reason than to humiliate you and make her look like she's some great catch, you might as well add an extra X to that name, because no one's going to stay with somebody who they literally have a conversation with you and you post it on social media for attention and to make fun of somebody. So, yeah, you're not getting your $35 back, bro, but that could be a lifetime of nagging and being treated horribly, and it's always your fault. So
I knew that when guys asked you for money, it meant they really liked you.
Yes.
Mike, was this you?
It was.
Yes.
Listen, it was 3 lovely dates. We had a good time. Alex, just forget the $35. Just answer my calls. I just want to talk to you. Yeah, they're both horrible people.
Yeah.
It's so horrible, I want transcripts of the conversations. I want to know what they were talking about.
You know what, though? You just stumbled into the truth. They're both awful people. They deserve each other.
Which is what
they
makes
deserve
it so heartbreaking.
Each other. It's heartbreaking.
It's the start of a rom-com.
She's worse.
No, he is horrible. terrible.
He asked her for the money back?
Alex is not nearly as bad as the guy in this.
Oh. Did he post?
Alex 666
a big girl wouldn't pay me back? Switch roles. If that was a woman asking the guy to pay her back, we would be talking about, oh, what a cat.
All right, we could talk about this for hours, and God knows I would love to, especially with America watching. Thanks to Emily Campagno, Michael Loftus, Kat Tippett, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.